as we're praying unto you on this evening, on this morning, on this afternoon, on prayer on the go, wherever the people are, oh God, let the watchmen, oh God, hear us, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, allow the watchmen, oh God, and the intercessors, oh God, to continue to be on their post, not coming down, oh God, until, oh God, the prayers have been answered. Even when the prayers have been answered, still let them still, oh God, stay on the watchtower. Still let them stay above, oh God. God, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to help your people. Help those, oh God, that's laying in a sick bed right now. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, those that may be sick or those that's dealing with any type of infirmity, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that they are healed. You said by your stripes they are already healed, and because we stand on your word and we know your word is true, I decree and declare by your stripes, oh God, they are already healed. There's healing in your wings, and because there's healing in your wings, oh God, we lay every sick person in your wings, oh God. We lay every person with infirmities in your wings, and we know that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let no sickness, oh God, overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them arise, just like you allow Tabitha to arise. Let them arise out of their sickness. Let them arise out of their infirmity. Let them arise out of their depression. Let them arise out of their anxiety. Let them arise out of their regression. Let them arise out of their addiction. Let them arise out of their perversion. Let them arise out of every evil thing that is trying to keep them captive, oh God. Let them arise and shine. Allow the glory of the Lord to be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, no more sickness, oh God, will come to their door. Post, oh God, I plead the blood of Jesus right now over every doorpost of my family, of my friends, and those that God have called me to look after, to pray for, to intercede for, to speak life into, those that are near and far, those that are near in the crowd. I decree and declare that the blood of Jesus is upon our doorpost, and the evil will not dwell nowhere around. And every evil plan of the enemy right now, it is canceled. It is exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare by the word that's given unto me from my Lord Jesus Christ that the God will begin to touch and heal those that are oppressed. Those that the enemy have oppressed, I call you out of oppression. I call you out of depression. I call you out of anxiety. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, be thou healed. Arise and shine. Allow the glory of the Lord to be upon you. I come against every addiction right now. In the name of Jesus, every bitterness, I call you and I cause you to die out now. Every person that's dealing with bitterness, I grab you by the root in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, begin to cut every root of bitterness out of your life. Every root of unforgiveness out of your life. Be cut down now in the name of Jesus. Be thou destroyed. Rise up no more in the name of Jesus. Allow freedom and liberty to be planted back into the lives of those that bitterness and unforgiveness have been uprooted. Oh God, we just thank you right now. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. We glorify your name on this evening, on this morning, on this afternoon. Now, whatever day, oh God, that day or time draw that people may be in listening to me right now by the sound of my voice, I pray that every prayer request that there have, oh God, that have not yet sent in, oh God, I pray that it be answered. I ask you, oh God, to allow your people, oh God, to walk in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus, because so many people, oh God, is walking, oh God, in disbelief and unbelief. They're walking in fakeness. They're walking, oh God, and not being real. They're walking in the facade. They're walking with a mask on. I uncover every mask, every facade. Be now taken off of God's people right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to touch the people of God right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray that whatever they're dealing with and whatever they're going through right now, you know what they're going through. You know what they're dealing with. Even when they try to hide it, I pray, oh God, that you begin to go down deep inside of them, oh God, and pull it out by the roots. God, show us people by the Spirit, oh God, not by what they wear, not by what they say. God, let us see the people by the Spirit of God. God, let us see their heart, oh God. We want to know your people by the Spirit of God. We want to know your people by the heart of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we would know what to pray for. We would know how to counsel them. We would know how, oh God, to deliver them. We would know how to pastor them. We would know how to minister and teach them, oh God. God, we just thank you on this evening, this afternoon, this morning, oh God. Prayer on the go. We need to continue to pray without ceasing. Teach us how to pray without ceasing, oh God. Even if we're only taking out 5-10 minutes out of our day, let it become a routine, not just because they call prayer, not just because they say, come on and pray, but let it be our lifestyle. Let it be everything about us. Let it be even like how our job is about us. Our business is about us. What we wear is about us. Let prayer be like it's about us, so that we can pray without ceasing day and night, because the devil is roaring like a lion looking to see who he can devour, and he does not stop. God, let us pray without nonstop. Continue to pray, pray, pray. Like you say in Ghana, papaya, papaya. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Let us papaya, papaya, because God, as we pray and seek you, oh God, the angels are working on our behalf. We thank you, God, for Mike Carroll, the warring angel. We thank you for Raphael, oh God, and Gabriel, oh God, the messenger and the blessing angel, oh God, that you have released in our life. But God, even as you release them on our behalf, oh God, let us be sensitive to the Spirit, oh God, even as you're directing us by the Spirit. Teach us how to move by the Spirit, how to walk by the Spirit, how to preach by the Spirit, how to minister by the Spirit, how to sing by the Spirit, how to do whatever we do in you by the Spirit of God. Because when we do everything by the Spirit of God, oh God, we know that you are right there in the midst. We know that there's nothing but glory in a place. We know that the anointing will continue to fall, because God, we have moved out the way and allowed the King of Glory, the King of Kavod, to come in and take over, oh God. Teach us how to move out of ourselves, out of our flesh, out of who we are, and allow you, oh God, to move according to your will and your purpose for our lives, oh God. No more it being our program. No more being our agenda. No more it being what we want, oh God. But let it be your program, your agenda, your service, everything you. Guide us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for being who you are. You give us all power, all authority, and ability, oh God, to raise the dead, to cast out devils, to heal the sick. Let us use the power and authority in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, even as you just sent this deer right across my pathway, oh God, I know that that was a sign that the enemy was mad, oh God, but because you slowed me down, because I wasn't going the regular speed, oh God, look at the impact. Hallelujah. I'm going to show y'all right now the enemy mad because we're playing on the go. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you this deer just came and tried to go across me, but it did not work. Hallelujah. Because guess what? The prayers are being answered. The prayers is working. Hallelujah. The enemy is mad because we have connected and we're playing on the go. Hallelujah. God will save us. Hallelujah. For every accident, he will save us for every plan of the enemy, because when we play and we intercede, God always protects us. He always has a hedge of protection right there so that nothing can touch us. Nothing can come across us and hurt us. Because anytime that we're in prayer, God is always watching and covering us. The angels is always hovering over us in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm telling you, if you're going through whatever you're going through, whatever your family going through, whatever anybody going through, you have to continue to pray. Most people say don't take all that. Most people say, oh, I can pray, it's done. No. Prayer got to be like a bank account. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on putting money, prayers in your bank account. You got to keep on making deposits of prayer. You got to keep on making may need to pray for. It may be your family member. It may be your friend. It may be somebody you don't even know. You can go to the bank of heaven and you can withdraw out of a prayer because you done deposit prayers after prayers after prayers after prayers. And you got enough prayer requests in there. You got enough prayer power in there to be able to, God can work on your behalf. But if you don't deposit no prayer, if you don't deposit no time with God, God can't do nothing for you. You can't just come to God when you want something. You got to be with God at all times. So God is saying, my people, please hear me. Stay in a place of prayer. Don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. Continue to pray Monday through Sunday. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can pray while you're on your job. You can pray wherever you are. You can pray when you're driving, when you're sitting down, even when you're eating. Even if you go take a shower, take a bath, you can just say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord. You don't have to say, come on now. It's about relationship. It's about relationship. It's about relationship. Relationship with Christ. Relationship with Christ. I don't know about you. I done came from all the way across town, all the way to Kentucky. Glory to God. And God is moving. He done moved from Ohio all the way to Kentucky with prayer, through the word of prayer. So God is touching from the north, the east, the south, and the west. So wherever you are, wherever you have stopped and prayed, God is moving in that geographic location. You don't know who is in need of prayer. You may not live there, but God may have you driving through there. Or you may be in a place right now where you're sitting, you say, you know what, I'm taking time out and I'm praying. You don't know that somebody sitting right there, somebody in that facility need prayer. We need to continue to pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Pray, pray, pray. Papaya, papaya. Papaya, papaya. Papaya, papaya. That's what they say in tree. Papaya, papaya means pray. Papaya, papaya, pray. Papaya, papaya, pray. Papaya, papaya, pray. You gotta pray, 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 pray. Papaya, papaya, pray. Don't stop. Continue to pray and seek the face of God. Continue to call out to God. Sometimes you gotta get out there. Sometimes you just say, Lord, you just gotta make a. Sometimes you don't even know how you sound. You don't even realize it's you. You don't. It don't even sound like it's you, but it doesn't matter because that's what's coming out of you, and that's getting God's attention. We have a sound. There's a sound that comes from us, and God knows the sound, and He knows His son and His daughter. And when we make that sound, and we go into a place. And we begin to travail, and we begin to pray, and we begin to call on the Lord. My God, I'm telling you, things begin to happen, glory to God. As we go now to the book of Jeremiah, glory to God, hallelujah. Because I know for sure the Bible, when it tells us that when we begin to call unto the Lord, come on now, He will answer us. Come on, He will not only hear us, but He will answer us. So the reason why your prayers are not being answered is because you don't call on the Lord. See, it takes more than just saying, Lord, help me. No, you got to get into a posture of prayer. You got to get into a place of travailing. You got to get in a place where it's you and God. He already know what you need. He already know what you're going through. He already know why you're there. You just got to come there. First, you got to avail yourself. You got to first ask for forgiveness. You got to come in and say, thank you, Lord. See, it's a song that says, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Then it says, I want to thank you for all that you've done, and I want to thank you for giving me your son. I want to thank you because it's something about thanking the Lord. When we learn to thank the Lord as we begin to continue to pray, I'm telling you, things begin to happen. Families are being reconciled. We are coming back together as one in love, in unity. My God, it is time for the church to pray. We have to continue to pray. It doesn't matter who name is or what. It doesn't matter how many members you got. It doesn't matter about none of that. We need to pray because the enemy is working all the time. And everybody that think that they're doing ministry, and everybody think that they're so prophetic and so anointed, those are most of the people that are bewitched. They are bewitched by the devil. They think they're operating in such of anointing, and really they're operating in the spell, and it's not of God. And what they're doing is it's contaminating God's people. That's why everybody is believing the fake. Everybody's believing what's not real, and they want what's not real. They don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. They don't want. And when you don't want the truth, you don't want freedom, because truth brings liberty. liberty. Truth brings freedom. Truth brings God. So I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that that chain be broken, that people will receive truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Leaders, quit giving people false hope. Quit giving lies. Give them truth. If they wrong, you better tell them. I don't care how much money they tie. We don't need the money. If you truly trust God and you truly know that it was God that called you and God that brought you, God will take care of you. Just because people tie, just because you want numbers, no. You better give them truth because the blood is on your hands. And when it's time for us to go to glory, don't let God say to you, depart from me, I never knew you. Because you didn't give them truth. Because you want people to like you. Listen, if they don't like you, so what? They killed Jesus. They hated Jesus. And if you love him, they're going to hate you too. And they're not going to like you. Why? Because of truth. And that's what's wrong now with the body of Christ. We don't give truth. We make people feel good, tingle good. Forget the tingle of feeling good. No, give me truth. Let me be accountable. We need to be accountable of things. Where's accountability? There's no more accountability in the church. There's no more accountability even within the person. The accountability is gone. Nobody wants accountability. Nobody wants to hold them with accountability. Oh, you jealous of me. Oh, because you don't like me. Oh, because I wanted to keep you accountable? Because I want to give you truth? I don't like you? No. I'm giving you the truth because I love you. And I care more about your spiritual state than our friendship. I don't care about you being my friend. I don't care about being your friend. I don't care about me liking you. But I'm committed to love you. And because I'm committed to love you, I'm committed to give you the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. So may God bless you. May God keep you. May the grace of God continue to be upon you. And I'm going to leave you because these next 20 minutes is 20 minutes between you and God. And I already gave you the minutes that God told me to give you, 30 minutes. It's an hour prayer. I've given you 30 minutes. Amen. It'll be 30 minutes shortly here. But these next 20 minutes, I probably gave you 25 minutes. But these next 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 20 minutes, I need you to, you and God. This personal. This is a personal prayer. So I pray that whatever prayer you pray, I pray that the Lord God hears you. As you call on to him, he hears you. And not only that he hears you, but he moves on your behalf. Amen. He moves quickly on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. And may God bless you. May God continue to carry you. May God continue to hold you. Whatever needs you have, I decree and declare done right now in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that it's already done. When you wake up tomorrow, God has already moved in Jesus' name. Now, do you believe? You have to believe it. Listen, I'm not selling nothing on here but hope. I'm giving you true hope. I'm giving you now hope that it shall be done. I love you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord.